Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is that time of the week, and it is a big weekend to come with the Mets in town. It's time for a Fransky Friday. Scott Fransky joining us, sponsored by Morgan and Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
Well, I'm doing all right. No power, no phone, no internet.
Oh.
Yeah. Sitting in a parking lot right now, just so I can call you guys.
Well, we appreciate it, Scott. Scott, you know, I'm kind of curious because we kind of bantered this around all week long. So allow me to long talk for just a minute. What do you make of the Castellanos benching, the whole thing with that, and then him starting the next night?
Well, I don't know what was said.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't, you know, I mean, I just know if Rob felt it was to the level, if it rose to that level, I don't think he would do. From what I can gather is he really contemplated it, you know, thoughtfully. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like he came off the field and that night he said, all right, well, you're going to be benched tomorrow. I mean, they talked about it that night and they. You know, he went back and he thought about it and, he, you know, obviously thought it rose to that level. So, I think Rob has done a pretty good job of managing some pretty big personalities in that clubhouse over the years. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I'd like to think he knows what he's doing there.
So, Scott, now a couple of interesting things from this, because it all turned out okay, right? Next night he makes the catch, they win the game, and it's kind of, you know, everyone's talking about water under the bridge. I'm curious where this goes from here. So, we know he left him in the field late in the game since then, but now, you know, the seal is broken. You know, they will take him off the field, at least that's a thought, that he could take him off the field late in the game. When do you, and I think I heard you ask the other day, is there a... let's call it a formula, right? Is there a moment where you know it's the right thing? Is it a one-run lead, two? And I don't think that Topper is going to unveil what it is, but how do you think this goes now? Because clearly they have a better all-defense outfield that doesn't include Nick, and they kind of told us that the other night, yet he was still on the field after that. I'm just wondering how this goes as the games get bigger and the stakes get higher here.
I think we're going to see it more often. I really do. I don't think it will be an every game thing. And like, you know, like you mentioned, there's not an exact science to it or a specific formula, but some of it, you know, it's where did he bat in the eighth inning? Did the Phillies just clear his spot in the order, for instance? Is he going to bat again? Is it a one run game and you're worried about, going extras? Is your bullpen short, right? Are you trying to win it right then? Can you play the long game if your bullpen's a little short or whatever? I do think we're going to see it. I think we'll see more of it because I know it's something that, you know, he's talked about and contemplated for a while. I think everybody understands that, you know, there's an upgrade defensively in the outfield, and that's to put Rojas out there, move Marsh to left, which is an upgrade in terms of using Marsh. Kepler, you know, would be an upgrade over Castellanos in right. And again, I think this comes down to Nick. I mean, Nick loves to play. Nick wants to be out there for every single inning, but, he also has to understand what's best for the team. And there will be nights when it's best for the team for him to, you know, spend the last half inning or inning and a half on the bench and to have a better defensive outfield.
Scott Fransky with us. Scott, I'm going to ask you a kind of a big picture question. Your year's covering baseball. Obviously, Castellanos is the subject this week. I saw a story that Nick had asked the Phillies now, after all this, to show him some of the defensive metrics, to let him see the data that they see. Scott, do you think players, because I have a theory that players that maybe are losing range don't know it like we know it, or maybe they don't want to believe it. I think it's one thing if they're making errors, that's obvious, like they know I made a mistake. I'm just curious, and I wonder if Nick Castellanos before this week knew, like, does he know that all the numbers are saying he's losing steps out there and maybe they got to do this? Do you think players know when they're losing range, or do you think that's something they have to be explicitly told, like, this isn't going the way we need it to go?
I think most of them probably get it as they get older. I can't speak to Casty specifically on that. But I think most players, whether they want to publicly acknowledge it or not, is a different story. But I think privately, I mean, they know when their swing is getting slower. They feel it, right? They get beat by pitches that they didn't used to get beat by. And the same applies defensively, or the same applies for a pitcher, you know, who doesn't have the same velo or doesn't have the same break or doesn't have the same command or whatever. They understand it. Now, whether they want to publicly, you know, acknowledge it or not is another story. And I don't think they necessarily have to. But, you know, I mean, it's good to have some awareness, you know, as Charlie Manuel used to say, know thyself.
Yeah, that helps.
You know, and so, I mean, I think it's fine that Nick wants to learn more about it. That's great. You know, Rob kind of joked about it yesterday. He said, look, I should probably get those packets too and learn more about it, because I don't use them. He doesn't use really. He knows generally what they are and what they say, but he watches the game and he uses his eyes to tell him who's got more range than the other guy. And I think if you're watching every game, every night, every play, like he is, you have a pretty good sense on when a guy's losing a step.
I would think so, too. All right, Scott. Well, Castellanos should be out there tonight, as all the Phillies are, with Zach Wheeler. And it's a big series. Scott, how do you frame how big you think this series is? I mean, we all realize it's still June. I mean, whatever happens this weekend, there's a lot of baseball to go, and they'll play each other again. It does feel to me like a bigger one than normal, though, Scott, because the Mets seem to have had the Phillies' number for about a year now. It feels like they just keep getting the best of the Phillies, and I want to see that turn around. Like, that's just from my fan perspective. Scott, how big do you think this weekend is, all things considered?
I think it's a bigger than normal series. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, anytime you play within your division, and certainly anytime you play the team that's co-leading the division with you, it's a big series. From a mental standpoint, I don't think it hurts at all to say, you know, I think it would do maybe, I'm trying to see how to phrase this. It would maybe do more harm than good, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So if they get beat up again, right, then like what happened in April, then they think to them, you know, then all the old ghosts come in. If they win two out of three, or if they play really well and, you know, battle and fight and you know, win the series, it's good, but I don't know that it carries them. You know what I mean? I think it's more a downside than anything else. If you don't play well, then again, all those old thoughts start to creep into the back of your head. Just like we were talking about a minute ago. Did I lose range? Have I lost bat speed? Did I lose a step? Have we lost a step as a team, you know, with our chief rivals in the division? So I think it's important that they play well and they show well, and you know, I think they have the pitching matchups they like. I don't think there's any doubt about that. They have Wheeler going in game one. I think that's great. And should be fun. Should be an unbelievable weekend, I hope.
So, Scott, is there any chance that we might see Bryce Harper this weekend?
I don't think so. You never know. It does sound like it's going to be sort of a show and go, if you will. Like, mm-hmm. Bryce tries it out. Dry swings yesterday. He swings off the tee. If that goes well, maybe he swings, you know, get some live pitching to see. But I think it's probably unlikely that it's this weekend. But, you know, he's the showman. And I know the narrative can be out there that, you know, with three games coming up on national TV, maybe he wants to jump back onto the stage. But I would think Houston's a more likely possibility.
Yeah, nothing would surprise me, but I tend to understand what you're saying there. All right, last one for you, Scott. Is Orion Kirkering the closer now? I mean, it never seems like we have a closer, and it always kind of goes back and forth in matchups, but I did think this was interesting this week. He closed some games, and then they went back to him last night. Do you think he's the ninth inning guy, or is it still just a mix and it's just his week?
Yeah, no, I think he's just number one on the trust tree, if you will. Because, you know, last night he was warming up in the eighth, and he's still the favored reliever if there's a situation to put out a fire. And that might be in the seventh. It might be in the eighth. He might close in the ninth. But I do think that moment that he sees as biggest in the game, that's where Kirkering will be used. And last night there was a chance it might come up, you know, one run game, somebody gets on, situation develops in the eighth. They were getting him ready for that. And if that was the case, he's not coming back out for the ninth, I don't think. So, like in that case, he wouldn't have been the closer. But, you know, to close that inning, he's their most trusted guy. And if there's a spot in the seventh, eighth, or ninth, certainly in the eighth or ninth, he's the guy.
Well, he's done a good job this week with a couple of saves. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. Good luck with the power. I'm in the same boat at
appreciate
home.
Appreciate you.
So hopefully that gets back on soon. Yeah.
Same to everybody. I know there's a lot of people without it.
There really is. Scott,
hang in there.
Thank you, Scott. We'll be listening this weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right.
There he goes. Scott Fransky there in a – how about Scott Fransky going into a parking lot to get on the phone with us?
I appreciate that. That's dedication.
It is dedication to the show. I mean, he had to get your answers about answers for you about Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, I think he told us a lot without saying a whole lot.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Well, I think the thing that I took the most out of that conversation was he strongly believes that Topper's going to go back to doing it again. Now, the question is, when and where and why and how. Like, when is the spot the next time to take Castellanos off the field for defense? And now, does Nick handle it better? The same? Well, I don't know. I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, and it also, and I'm recklessly speculating
here. That's what
you do. It also sounds like there was a conversation about him coming off the field, and he didn't like that.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, it became a thing, and now he wants to see. He wants to see where, you know, he's failing. And the fact that his significant other was sending out mean and hurtful tweets. So, yeah, that kind of, you know, gives you a little idea of what probably was going on at the home.
Yeah, as much as, and I know Scott was saying there, he thinks players deep. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. You, this is not the same thing, but it's close. Did you?
Yeah.
You knew?
Yeah.
But.
Because I just.
Do you
didn't.
Think you knew right away, or do you think you were a. Like,
no, I knew.
Okay.
I knew.
You knew you started to lose a step.
Well, my bounce back, like, you know, I remember waking up in the morning. I was in training camp, and I felt worse than I did when I went to sleep.
Oh, boy.
And I remember, I'll never forget, I remember telling Trey, I was like, dog, I don't think I can do this no more. And he was like, oh, man, ain't nobody trying to. Like, he was like, oh, man, come on, man, suck it up. I was like, nah, dog, this is different. I was like, because you wake up and you're stoked about going to practice. You know what I mean? You're not really stoked, but, you know, you do a little running and you,
right.
you work yourself out. But then, man, after a while, I was just like, man, I don't think I'm going to make it.
So now you were at the end, right? That was the end?
Yeah, that was the end.
So I always wonder this. And I was trying to ask Scott the question, and he framed it as he thinks players know when they start to lose a step, lose some bat speed. But I also think there's an arrogance to great athletes, right? Your whole life, you could figure
You've
it out.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe. But I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it was just it was one of those things where I was doing some of the same things. I was working out the same way, but my body just didn't respond the way that it used to.
So I always wonder if a team knows before the player, and then it's a matter of trying to like, are we going to tell him,
yeah.
or is he going to figure it out, like?
They watch things like that.
Of course.
You got to have an eye for that because it's one of those things when you have to know what you're looking at.
My thing is this week, right? I don't think the Phillies took Castellanos off the field because they thought last week his defense started to slip. They mm-hmm. probably thought this the whole year, right?
Yeah, they were. There probably was some signs to them
yes.
that it was, you know, this was only a matter of time before it happened.
And my gut tells me Nick doesn't feel it's as egregious as their numbers tell them and
yeah.
maybe their eyes tell them, and that's the disconnect. Like, you think this is a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal.
And that's why when we were kidding, it's because it's mostly funny, when his wife tweeted that he set a record for most games without an error, it's
that's pillow talk.
It speaks to I'm sure-handed. Like, and Nick is sure-handed. He usually, when he can get to it, he catches it. The problem is he didn't get to it as much as, you know, Marsh or
yeah, and
Rojas.
Shout out to his wife for, you know, having his back, because that's basically what that was. You know, when she's sending out tweets and stuff, she hears him talking. I'm speculating again, everybody. I don't know this for sure. And she sees how frustrated he is, and she goes into protection mode.
Yeah.
She's trying to protect him. So, I mean, I get that. I totally get that.
So Scott also mentioned us. He didn't completely rule out when you asked about Bryce Harper. He said he doesn't think so. But he also said at the end there he thought that Houston is more likely than this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's the next series.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, but it also tells me this could be close, right? If
Scott, so you might see him Sunday?
Well,
I think it might see him Sunday.
Maybe. That's the ESPN Sunday night game. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, Bryce likes to make an entrance. All right, 215-592-9494. The Phillies. Can they make you a full believer this weekend by beating the Mets? I thought it was interesting that Scott said they could do more harm than good this weekend. Right? Like, they do good, we feel good, but they got to keep going. They do bad, we sound the alarms on Monday. He's probably right on that. All right, your phone call's there. We have a pair of tickets. Phillies-Padres. Tuesday, July 1st. 6:30 first pitch at Citizens Bank Park. We're going to be there. Come hang out with us and watch the game. Xfinity fireworks show after the game that night. For tickets, Phillies.com. We got a pair today. Try Day Friday. Fun things to do when the power is out. Family-friendly answers, please.
I'm looking at a three.
Family-friendly answers, please. All right, let's.
And slather Vaseline on me.
Right there, probably. That dog probably won't.
Yeah, and of course, we have the unveil today of the top three athletes in Philadelphia right now. I have a sneaking suspicion that Jalen Hurts is going to be one or two, and I just don't get it. I mean, I guess the best way I could frame it without without getting upset here, is I just don't get it. Hugh tried to give us a Rocky analogy earlier.
Tried to. Y'all didn't get it, man.
No,
y'all just don't get it. And y'all live here.
I think y'all you're underrated. I think you're underrating Jalen Hurts now.
I'm not.
You are.
I'm just telling you how people see him and think about him.
But then I think people need to wake up.
He's just made up some whole story about how no one ever believed in him.
He's not Rocky.
I mean, I
didn't. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
I think I did a pretty good job of.
You spawned a web of lies.
I know. It was
a joke.
I think I did a pretty good
job. You're lucky I even graced you with the Rocky music for that.
I think that people felt that when I did that. I feel like people were with
me. We'll get to what you people comment on that.
I feel like that
later.
Resonated with folks.
Yep.
He's right. Too good to be compared to Rocky.
I feel like it resonated.
I actually think I think you're slighting him.
Yeah,
when
that's
you
not at all.
I'm trying to get you inside the way that you people feel.
Rocky was nobody.
we'll get to how you people feel.
Rocky was a charity case that Apollo just wanted to beat someone up, a tomato can.
It's Friday.
It is Friday. I know it's Friday.
No, I'm just saying, you people. He was talking about the you people.
Oh, well, I'm still on the Rocky thing. All right, Mario's up. What's up, Mario? Mario?
Yes.
Oh, what's up, Mario?
What's up, Mario?
Hello?
Hello?
Yo, my bad, man.
That's all right.
Hair. I'm at the barber
shop. I thought that. I heard the buzzer. I heard the buzzer.
What's going on? Hey, I just want to comment on the tri deck.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
What I got is... sitting around with your kids, get them marshmallows, make some s'mores, and just talk and enjoy the family and tell stories and talk. And the story I tell my kids is how Elliot cooked Joe the other day.
Oh,
wow. So tall tales.
You know, I got to tell you, I was going to say that was the best answer we got today until that last jab at the end, Mario.
Yo, don't hate on me on that. I'm trying to come and kick it with y'all, man.
I like the answer. And you know what? When I get home today, if the power's not out and it's getting dark,
make them s'mores.
We got the fire pit in the backyard. A little, you know, we make the fire. I like that.
Grab some matches and just get it cooking.
I'll make some s'mores.
That's like Elliot cooked you.
Well, again, I like this answer before all that. All right, Mary, you believe in the Phillies? Do they make you a believer this weekend?
I've been a believer. I ain't never doubt on them boys, yo. I've been a believer. We good. We good. We just got to relax. We good. We got this.
Well, we got to beat the Mets because I'm tired.
We're going to beat the Mets.
Well, Mary, I'm taking your word for it.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yo, man, what's good, man? You know what I mean? Yo, you need to come to the barbershop. Let me fade that beard out.
I'm about
for
to say, man, I ain't. Oh, the beard. I'm about to say, because, man, I ain't got no hair.
You know what I mean? I'm going to fade that beard out.
I appreciate it. I'm trying to let it grow, though, but I ain't got no hair. But I mean, I'll probably take it.
You letting the hair grow or the beard?
No, I'm just letting the beard grow.
Before I get off this phone, man, I really appreciate y'all, man, to the end, man. Y'all get a lot of people through their day. And y'all get me through my day every day, man. I love listening to y'all, man. It's all in fun and games with me talking junk to you, Joe. But Elliot cooked you, though. But I love y'all, though.
All right, Mary, I appreciate your call. We're happy to have you as a listener. And
thanks
I disagree
a lot, man.
With the
appreciate
cook.
You listening.
And it is a good. And we're going to remove the cooking me from it. But the marshmallows. It just you think he cooked because you agree with him. I mean, that's the way these debates go. Whoever you agree with.
Yeah,
that's who did the cooking.
It lit Twitter up yesterday. They were talking about it. People still talking about that.
That's good. I mean, that's what people
do. You know, rent free in people's heads.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, whatever. They react to the show and they talk about it and they send it around. They say, here, watch this video. Elliot cooked you. I mean, that's fun. So I'm glad they did that. But it is a good answer. I do like the fire pit with the marshmallows. You have a fire pit? Have you ever had a fire pit?
I've been to one. I don't like s'mores, though.
What do you mean you don't
like burning marshmallows and chocolate?
Who doesn't like s'mores, man?
Delicious.
That's crazy.
What do you do you like chocolate?
I do like chocolate. I don't like chocolate with graham crackers and marshmallows, though.
Do you like all three things individually?
That's a wild
Not
take.
A big fan of marshmallows.
Okay. All right.
I like graham crackers, though.
You don't have to have marshmallows.
I don't like them. Don't like them. Meh.
If we were hanging out by a fire pit, you wouldn't make a s'more?
Mm-mm. Not a s'more. Not a s'more either.
More s'mores for me.
Yeah, all right. You got to go for it.
Kiva in North Philly. Hey, Kiva.
Kiva.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Kiva, what's up?
I'm pretty upset because Mario just took my answer.
Oh, no.
So I'll have to think of something else.
Okay,
but,
you can do it.
You got time.
I'll think about it. But, I'm going to the game tonight and Sunday. Got wheels on the mound. We're facing Blade Tidwell, so I don't know anything about him, but I feel like tonight it is like a must win because we can't waste another Wheeler start. And, you know, with the way Jesus has been going, I'm not super confident. Like, I'm confident, but you know, it's a bit of a toss-up with him these days. So.
Yeah, I agree with you on tonight. I mean, obviously they have the next two games if they do drop tonight, but they have an enormous pitching matchup. Kiva, they've had pitching issues. So I think they just called this kid up from AAA. I think he made one appearance. I mean, we got Wheeler against a guy that just got to the big leagues. We got to get this game. And then the next two games, it feels like more of a toss-up, like just the pitching matchup. So let's get tonight. I agree with you. It's a must-win. And then even if we split the next two, we got ourselves a series win here.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then one comment on the list. Mm-hmm. I got to say, I think I agree with you. You know, you got to, like, think about the way people in Philly – view their athletes, because, you know, it's not necessarily the top 11 best, like, most talented athletes, like, in my opinion. I feel like it's more like the top Philly athletes, like, how they, you know, what they've done for the city and all that. Like, I mean, Nick Foles got a statue, and we don't think Nick Foles is, like, one of the greatest quarterbacks, you know? So I think that's kind of where, like, because I don't think Jalen Hurts is top three, but it's in my own opinion, but I understand where people are coming from, because it's like, you know, he's Jalen Hurts. He squats 600 pounds or whatever. He kind of just, like, embodies the city. So I feel like that, you know, they love their quarterbacks. So,
well, I understand that. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, almost like what he helped bring the team, that and what the doubts all. I get it, Keith. I understand. What did you, you had a little time to try to think there while you gave your takes. What should we do with the power out?
All right, I'll fast forward a few weeks when Jack Fritz's book comes out. I'll read that, light a little candle and read it in the dark.
I actually have a book
light. Jack Fritz, his book come out in a couple
weeks? Yeah, you know what? And Kiva, I'm glad you brought that up. Kiva, we appreciate it. Read Jack's book. I pre-ordered that thing.
And what happened?
Well, I thought I was told June. It's June 20th, and I keep looking in the mail every day.
You ain't got your book yet.
The Ring the Bell book. I don't have it yet. So I'm like, yeah, that's a good one. And I'm going on vacation in a couple weeks. I got a long flight.
You wanted to read it.
Well, I thought I'd have my book for my flight. That was part of my plan. And now I may need a backup book here. 215-592-9494. All right, Kiva said read Jack Fritz's book in the dark. You need a light. I do have a book light, though. I have, like, a battery-powered book light, so I can do that.
That's funny. Read it in the dark.
I never thought.
Will it be available in audiobook form?
Do you think he would voice his own book? Well, I mean, no. The guy's a radio host. You would, like, who else would
You'd
they get?
Think, right?
I mean, why would they get someone else to do it? He'd just do it himself.
So is he going to, I'm curious, is he going to do, like, a signing, a book signing? I would think so,
He's
right?
He's doing, I heard something on WIP the other day, right before one of Joe Conklin's shows coming up in July.
That's cool.
I think in Ocean
City. Who else
is
writing a book?
The camera?
Camera's writing a book.
The camera's got a children's book. Yeah, books everywhere around here at WIP. All right, 215-592-9494 for your phone calls here. This weekend series, can the Phillies make you a full and true believer? I for me, that's where they're at. If they win this weekend and play well this weekend, I'm in. And I haven't been fully in the entire season. All right, on the Castellanos thing, something he recently did that I found interesting, and I wonder what will come of it. We'll hit on that next. Your phone calls. And Jalen Hurts, he's going to be a top three athlete today. I don't get it if he's one or two. And I know everyone has different criteria. For me, it's just excellence as a player. And I don't think he's as excellent as Saquon or as excellent as Zach Wheeler. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.